So they get them a corn cob and stick down.
Did you call anything special? The plug for that? When you used a corn cob, what did you call it?
Stopper.
And if you wanted to fill a jug with something, did you put one of those things in the top of the jug so you could pour things easily?
Well, sometimes I just guess at it.
No, I mean so you could hit the little hole.
Well, I say sometimes it funnel you.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they use a funnel, sometimes they just guess at it.
That funnel sure takes the work out of it,
doesn't it? Saves a messy jug too.
Like yeah, you don't have all the waste. Did people have that musical instrument here in the early days that they could hold in their hands and suck?
French harp.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And how about that other one that they?
Jew's harp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those jew's harps didn't make much music, but they kept a good rhythm.
Yeah,
didn't they?
And then the fiddle and the banjo. That's
And did you play any of those?
I couldn't play nothing. I used to could tune any kind of instrument come along, but I couldn't play a tune. And I tried to learn music and I couldn't do that, so I just quit, give it up.
That's about the way it is with me on my French harp. I could play Old Black Joe. I never got beyond that. That's all I ever
banjo, I used to pick green corn.
And
that's about all I could.
Oh, I was asking you about a wagon. What did you call the part that stuck out in front?
Tongue.
And then you'd put a horse on each side of that?
Mm-hmm. Or if you're working one, you'd have shafts.
Uh-huh. That,
that's for one horse.
Uh-huh. What would you say if you wanted somebody to get the horses ready to put them on the wagon? Or if you wanted him to put the horses on the wagon?
I'd just tell them hitch up to the wagon.
Uh-huh. And that means put on their
harness and everything.
Uh-huh. The collar and the hames and
trace chains.
Uh-huh. What did the trace chains hook to?
Single tree.
And if you had two horses, what did the single trees hook to?
Double tree.
And then the double tree hooked to the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I don't know much about this, but I'm learning.
I bet you know more about it than I do.
Oh, no, I don't. What was the funny thing about horse collars? Could you just put any collar on any horse?
No, you had to have them fit.
Uh-huh.
Different sizes.
How did you fit them?
It buckled them on top.
How did you make sure that you got a collar that would fit your horse?
Well, by measuring. Through the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And then the collar, you see, where the hames work is thick. And then they have just a small ridge that hame fits down in, and so if they back up, it won't push out on the neck.
Mm-hmm.
But the thick part is what they pull by, that protects the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Am I tiring you?
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell me if I do?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm not here to make a nuisance of myself, and if you begin to hurt, if you'll tell me, I'll go.
Just once in a while, my hip, it hurts anyway. No, I'm all right so far.
What did you do when your wagon wheel squeaked?
Used axle grease.
How did you do? You did what?
Take the wheel off and grease it.
Uh-huh. How did you do that?